Distraction is something that takes your attention away from the direction you're intended to go in. So anytime you're getting close to your destiny, well, hey, and welcome to Braveheart Talks. This is a bi-weekly podcast intended to set you up strong to help shape your future. So, girlfriend, I'm glad you are here because this podcast is intended to see you win and take back the life that was intended for you. I'm Emma Bryant. I'm the founder of Braveheart Women's Conference, and I would love to have you join us next year at Liverpool's Arena and Convention Centre. To May 16th and 17th. You can purchase your tickets on the Braveheart website. You take an investment into yourself. Well, this is part one of a conversation that we're going to be having around distraction. We know from scripture that we are not here accidentally or incidentally, but rather God predestined your life for such a time as this. And when he thought of you, he attached purpose to you so that when you were born, there was set for you a plan in place, a reason for your existence. God was intentional about creating your life. And part of God's plan for your life is that you would be able to live as an achiever and an overcomer, that you would succeed in life, that you would go through life with supernatural peace. He wants you to be able to excel in confidence and diminish insecurity. And he also wants you to be able to take authority over doubt and fears, which ordinarily would rule and ruin our lives. So when Jeremiah 29:11 talks about God having a plan for you, he's not meaning a new house or a new couch or a high-end holiday. God's plan for you is that you would go through life taking control of your life and never knowing defeat. That is God's plan for you. But we do have a spiritual enemy. We have an adversary who is after sabotaging God's plan for your life. The Apostle Paul knew this. When he was trying to return to Thessalonica, to the church there, he wrote to them and he says this in 1 Thessalonians 2. He said, "We really wanted to come. I myself tried to come several times, but Satan always stopped me." So there we have it. There is a spiritual enemy who's diligently working behind the scenes of your life, attempting to derail you from God's plans for your life. And he does this through the form of distraction. You see, when we become distracted, we become busy, we become consumed with things that are not necessary. That's what it means to be distracted. We leave less time or little time or energy. It leaves us, with less time or little time or little energy or little enthusiasm for the life that God has designed for you. The word distraction is made up of two words that are pushed together. The word dis has a Latin root word which means apart or to separate. And the word traction is a Latin root word which means tractio, which means to pull. So the assignment of distraction is to pull you away from the direction that you ought to be going in. This last summer when we were away on holiday in Portugal, we were taken on a ride. We had a cab driver come and pick us up from a restaurant. We were away with some friends. We'd put all of our grown children into one Uber and we were in another Uber. And it was about midnight and it was dark. And our cab driver suddenly says to us, "I want to take you and show you something really cool." And we didn't think this was a great idea because we didn't know the guy and we didn't know where we were going. And anyway, he took us off the beaten track down this really dark road in Portugal. There was no lights. There was just like wasteland all around us. and it was pitch black. And we went down this dip. And when we got to the bottom of the dip, he did something that I was not expecting to do. He turned off the lights and he turned off the engine. And the four of us just sat in this car. And in my mind, I thought, this is where we die. Like, I have seen movies like this. This is the end. But what happened next fascinated me, because the car with no lights, no engine, nothing on, began to shudder. And all of a sudden, we began to move backwards up the hill that we just come from. It was pulling us backwards. And the story goes that there's some sort of magnetic field under the ground, and it was pulling the car uphill. Now, my husband's very skeptical. He says it was an optical illusion. I don't know whether it was an optical illusion or whether it was a reality, but the truth is I sat in a car with no engine on that moved backwards up a hill. And it gave me a great illustration for this point that we want to make. When the engine of the car was turned off, there was a magnetic pull that was pulling us backwards from the direction we'd just come from. Any time that you and I decide to stop pressing into the things of God, when we are just coasting through our spiritual life, when you hit that place where you are praying only when you need to, and you're reading your Bible kind of only when you have to, and you're not intentionally pushing into Him like you ought to, then you have to be aware that there is a spiritual gravitational pull that without your awareness is pulling you away from the things of God and is slowly taking you backwards to the place from where you came. So what the enemy does is he tries to prevent you from prioritizing God in your life, because he knows that when your spiritual engine is switched off, he can subliminally start pulling you in the wrong direction. And this is what it looks like when this plays out in our lives. You're too tired to read. You're too busy for church. You're too offended to heal. You're too afraid to try again. Distraction from stopping you from doing what you ought to be doing. Distraction is something that takes your attention away from the direction you're intended to go in. So anytime you're getting close to your destiny, there will always be an adversary to drag you in the opposite direction. The reason Paul wrote in Philippians 3:14, he wrote, "I press on towards the goal to win the prize which God has called me heavenward to." He wrote this because he knew the minute he stopped pressing on, pushing forward, the gravitational pull of this world would start dragging him in the opposite direction. So he said, "I press on like my spiritual engine. It is on. I am intentional in pursuing all that God has for me." You know, the Bible is full of men and women who were no different to you and I. They were just ordinary, everyday men and women who pursued an extraordinary God. And in their daily struggles, they too were no different to our daily struggles. They did battle with distraction. Samson, he was distracted by lust. Saul was distracted by pride. Lot's wife, you remember her, right? She was distracted by the past. Eve was distracted by what she couldn't have, and the list goes on. So in the next series of this conversation around distraction, we are going to be looking at three forms of distraction, three of the main forms that the enemy uses against you to stop you from pursuing and being all that God intended you to be.